with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Pentagon says its bombing mission against Iranian nuclear sites appears to be a success. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane says the purpose of Operation Midnight Hammer was to severely degrade Iran's nuclear program.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
At a Pentagon briefing, Defense Secretary Hegseth described the precision military strike as overwhelming and insisted that America does not seek war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Summer's making a very muggy entrance around the country.
It's bringing triple-digit temperatures and high humidity to millions of people across wide stretches, Nebraska, Illinois, Wisconsin, and Iowa. Forecasters now warning of extreme temperature impacts. This is the first stretch of true summertime weather for many people from the Midwest over to the East Coast, and it's not leaving anytime soon. Forecasters say humid conditions will stretch well into next week. Jason Walker reporting.
A Michigan police chief says church staff stopped a man armed with a handgun and a long gun, averting a potential mass shooting at a church west of Detroit. Police Chief Ryan Strong said parishioners at Cross Point Community Church in Wayne spotted the gunman driving recklessly Sunday morning and then saw him exit his vehicle wearing a tactical vest and carrying the weapons. Strong said the man began firing and that a parishioner struck the suspect with his vehicle. Two church members shot the gunman. Strong said the gunman's motive remains unclear. This is SRN News. The number of households headed by same-sex couples is going up.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Centuries-old monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes in a secluded monastic community in northern Greece. A magnitude 5.3 quake struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. The semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. Russia's economy is on the brink of going into a recession, according to the country's economy minister. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Economy Minister Maxim Reshetnikov delivered the warning at the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, designed to highlight the country's economic prowess and court foreign investors. Russian business news outlet RBC quoted the official as saying, "The numbers indicate cooling, but all our numbers are like a rear-view mirror. Judging by the way businesses currently feel, we're already, it seems to me, on the brink of a recession." Economists have warned of mounting pressure on the Russian economy due to lack of investment in sectors other than the military. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Legendary bassist Carole Kay says she wants no part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, declining her induction permanently. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.